T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can always text the show 67974, 67974. Texts on Hockman and Crowder are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. And I wanted to get a quick weather update from Julie Durda, one of the meteorologists at Local 10. You probably watch her every morning. And you can get constant updates from her at local10.com. And I happened to be on Twitter this morning, and she's tweeting, there's all these storms out there, and I can't keep track of them all. And I figure we'll bring on Julie. Yeah. And then also I'm planning on going to the Hurricanes game Saturday at Hard Rock Stadium so we could see what's going on there. So there she is. Hello, Julie.
Hey there. Good afternoon, guys.
How are you? Everything good?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, the closer we get to fall, the closer we get out of September, the better my job's going to get. I think the better our weather is definitely going to be. So I think we'll all be happy about that.
Is that the busy time of hurricane season? I was going to ask you that. Is it the month of September specifically?
You know, it technically the peak is at the beginning. It is September 10th. But this year, you know, Mother Nature is like, I just want all of these storms out there to continue to make you work, Julie Durda. So I'm going to make you talk about each and every cluster of showers and storms. So unfortunately, that's been the case.
And Julie, can you take time off during hurricane season? What is it, June to November, something like that?
You know, it's very tough. It is very, very tough. Because unfortunately, when these storms do start to develop, you know, we usually have about a good 7 to 14 days to watch them. But typically our boss is, yeah, no go. I actually did have one day off for Labor Day. I was going to take Labor Day off, but that's when Dorian made its way close to the Bahamas and actually moved through the Bahamas. So unfortunately, yeah, that vacation was canceled, even though it was just a day. So no, typically I'm working for you. Working from you from June until November, then we have sweeps in February, then we have sweeps in May. So really the only couple months I could take off would be January, March, April.
People think it's so glamorous too. What time you get up, Julie? Tell everybody what time you get up every morning.
Hockman, it's such a great job. You get 3 months out of the year that you could take off, and hopefully you'll be able to take that time off. But, you know, I got my coworkers we got to fill in for too, so... little do you guys know, I wake up at 2 a.m. I get to the station at 3. But something you don't know either is that during tropical season, we get updates at 2 a.m. So I actually have to be at the station before 2 a.m. so I can make those beautiful graphics.
It's crazy, right? Crowder's looking at me
circles.
Like, I mean, it's crazy. Like, so what time, like, I mean, you're usually sleeping right now, right?
Well, I did wake up from a nap to coming to be on the show with you. But remember, I do have a 3-year-old, so... I only nap when he naps, and now that he's 3, you know, with kids, the older they get, the less they nap. So I'm really hoping to wear him out so he'll go back to bed soon.
Netflix, Hulu.
Baby Einstein.
No,
fire up that Baby Einstein DVD.
No. You guys know the best thing to do is get him outside, have him running. He loves soccer. He loves basketball. Not really sure how to play football yet, but loves to throw the ball. Just not very good at catching. But don't worry. I'm going to install all of that in him. Don't worry.
Well,
Dylan Radliff soon.
Julie Durda, one of the meteorologists at Local 10. So what is going on in the tropics right now? There seem to be a whole bunch of storms. I saw Imelda. I saw Jerry. Is there anything that South Florida needs to be aware of?
No, right now we're good. I mean, I do want you to pay attention if you do have family in Texas because they're getting flooding. An enormous amount of rainfall from Imelda, and unfortunately that's going to cause some flash flooding for eastern Texas, Houston, and towards even parts of western Louisiana. We have Umberto, if anybody has family in Bermuda, definitely needs to be watching that. That system's actually just north of the island, but it's a Category 3 hurricane, so they're feeling the effects of it actually as we speak. What time is it? Yeah, it should be moving just north of the island. So definitely check on any family and friends there. And then we have Jerry, which is just east of the Leeward Islands. Now, this system should track north of the islands, all the island chain in the Caribbean. So for right now, that's the forecast path and that's the outlook. But remember, Mother Nature changes things, even though we don't expect them to change. We're going off of guidance and models that have been around and been running and trusted for years and years. But you never know. Mother Nature may weaken a high pressure, and that allows for a window for something to move more north or more west. So these are all things we always think about when we talk about tropics. That's why we always say there's so much uncertainty until we get about 2 days out from wherever the system could be going, because the forecast cone of air does go out a percentage after 4 to 5 days.
And Julie,
the answer for you is that, no, we don't have to worry about anything here in South Florida. Okay. We got to worry about the heat Saturday.
All the activity out there in the tropics, but we're clear right now.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, Julie, was Dorian as crazy for you, as long as you've been doing this, as it was for us, that it just stopped and set still for, 18, 24 hours?
It was so upsetting, and I would say something that, as a meteorologist, you don't read that in a textbook. You don't learn that in college, because that does not happen. For that to happen, there were two things that occurred that typically never occur. And it's so unfortunate and it's so sad. And again, we need to continue to give to them, guys. We got to do whatever we can to help them rebuild the Bahamas. That's a lot of our vacations. That's a lot of family and friends that are there. We got to do whatever we can to get them back up and running. It's something that is historic devastation, and unfortunately, we hope to never see a hurricane, like that again.
Yeah, that is the truth. Julie Dirt, Local 10. And so, finally, for Saturday, the Hurricanes are playing. They're hosting Central Michigan. It's a 4 o'clock kickoff at Hard Rock Stadium on Saturday. Anything to be worried about with the weather?
It's just going to be hot, you guys. I mean, unfortunately, you know, the calendar says fall begins on Monday, but not here in South Florida. Even though I do have to tell you, tomorrow we'll have a nice little taste of it briefly for about 12 hours. But come Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're talking rain chances back up. We've got a 40% chance of showers actually at kickoff. And we'll see if it feels like temperatures at 92 degrees. But we're going to have a good breeze. So the winds will really help. It's not like the rain's just going to be hovering over us. The winds are going to be moving in up to 20 miles per hour with gusts in the 20s as well. So that kind of keep everything going, moving and shaking. You know, the breeze always helps. So you're not just sitting there sweating like you're in a sauna.
Yeah, that's how it was last Saturday. All right, Julie Dirt.
I'm sure it was.
Watch her on Local 10. Check out local10.com. Follow her on Twitter as well. Thank you for waking up out of a nap just to talk to us. Oh, wait, Solana, I didn't have – hold on. Our executive producer –
I know. I wanted to hear about
okay.
his weather forecast.
He does. Yeah, he does a weather forecast. He told you. That's so cute. He does a weather forecast,
Julie,
at the top of every hour, and he's not – I don't know if he knows what's important or not. Like, how do I put this, Crowder? Like,
Dumb.
He's dumb. Okay. No, here, listen to him.
Don't
get nervous just because Julie is a professional meteorologist, and don't razzle-dazzle it,
This is like playing basketball in front of D-Wade.
Right, I know.
It's going to be tough.
Let's hear your actual weather report that you were going to do at, 3:08 this afternoon, and I told you to wait till Julie comes on.
If anybody should be nervous, it's you two, because Julie's about to steal me away from the two of you.
Wow, okay. He is throwing it down. Here, let's hear what he's got.
Watch out.
Currently, South Florida, it is partly sunny, 90 degrees right now, but tonight the low will drop to 78 degrees. Expect a cloudy night as a 32% cloud cover will move in over SoFla. 64% chance of humidity. And currently,
wait, a 64% chance of humidity. What does that mean, Julie?
And currently, 0 inches of ice on the ground.
0 inches of ice on the ground. That seems superfluous at best.
You guys are hilarious. I hope you didn't read that off the internet, because if you did.
That's his celebratory music. He thinks he killed it. I'm not even joking, Julie. He thinks he killed it.
Find me on LinkedIn, Julie.
So cute.
He does this all the time. He says 64% chance of humidity. That's wrong, right? It's 64% humidity.
Yeah, and the chance isn't that it's going to be 64%. It's the the probability of it becoming 64%, what it actually feels like. Because remember, relative humidity is measured by the atmospheric moisture in the atmosphere. But
right.
I'm sure you already knew that,
right?
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And then when
right, Julie, right.
When he gives you the percentage of cloud cover in the evening, do you think that's important or not? Like, would that make your weathercast?
32%, Julie.
Not really, because typically people don't look up at the sky and go, wow,
right.
There's 100% of our sky coverage and
right.
32% of it is going to be. But you know what? A for effort.
Okay.
I would give him a B because, you know, I'm nice. I mean, I'm sure.
Right. It's not because you're being honest. It's because you're nice.
Yeah. But he definitely has room for growth. And I would love to have him come in. I'll work with him. I'll sit with him.
There you go.
I'll show him, you know, the reality of what weather is and
you know
what he could learn.
Solana,
and
I am assigning you to Julie Derda for one day, like where he has to get up at 2 a.m. and meet you at mm-hmm. Local 10 at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
and not be a pain in the ass. Like, he really needs to learn from you the way that he can properly give, you know, a 15 or 20 second radio weather update.
I love it. I think that'd be great.
All right. You're assigned to Julie Derda. I'm gonna arrange this, Solana.
I'm down. I'm excited.
All right, there you go. Julie, thank you. Go back to sleep. Sorry to bother you.
Never a bother. We'll be speaking again soon, I'm sure. We'll
all
have
right.
plenty more games to talk about and more to talk about once we're done with the tropics.
Yes.
Because, you know, we can also talk outside of November when the weather's going to be nice.
That is true. All right. I always love talking to Julie Derda on the air. She's a very good radio personality. And then you go and you get the weather from Solana and you go, oh, look what we're doing here. look what we're doing.
It shows
here.
You the spectrum.
It shows you the spectrum. It's perfect. Thanks, Julie.
Oh, you guys are great. Have a great day. We'll talk soon.
Julie Derda there from Local 10. I'm not kidding you. I am assigning you to do that, Solana. We know Solana likes to wake up around 10, 10:30.
Bro, she has a 3-year-old. Now she's going to get a 4-year-old to follow her around all day.
Play the Baby Einstein tape for Solana if he starts to get annoying. All right, so nothing to worry about with the storms that are out there. And if you're going to the Hurricanes game on Saturday, shouldn't be much of a worry either. So that's good. And no more cloud cover and no more percentage humidity chance.
Cloud cover at night?
like when she says it to you, no one really looks up at the sky at night and comments on the cloud cover. Does that resonate at all or no?
Not really, and I think I nailed it with the 0 inches of ice on the ground.
All right. Well, good job out of you. some
I
people
love
you
the
just
confidence,
can't.
Though.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie to you, man.
Yeah, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.